looking for a unicorn, like me. I'm just kind of going to do what I feel like doing. I don't really have any rules. You know, I'm just having fun and everything's been really great so far. And I hope that I find somebody. This is not normal life.
Hello, Internet.
Hi, guys.
Did you see this coming? Because everyone did.
I mean,
not like our show being posted. Obviously, you should see that coming.
Yeah.
Just what's happening
in general
with the television show that we
discussed. You know, I feel like I should be shocked. I shouldn't be shocked. But, you know, every time somebody comes into your life and you think they're going to be different, and they're not. I think I knew exactly who she was at the beginning of this episode when she was packing up her clothes and she had the Louis Vuitton checkered duffel. And that's what she was packing her clothes in. Not just a regular suitcase, not any other bag. She was packing it in a Louis Vuitton checkered duffel.
They're all the same. All these people are the same.
And they're all the same because she is the same kind of girl that likes to say that I need someone who's different than somebody that I've always dated. I want someone who's vulnerable. And the guys that are different and the guys that are vulnerable are not even close to the guys that she's picked.
Just a big...
The guys that are left are exactly the same.
Drama!
If the light was dim in this room right now, I wouldn't know who the hell was who.
I don't know the difference between Chase and Robbie.
There is no difference.
I haven't been able to tell the difference all year.
None.
I feel like the same four guys are the same four guys every single season.
Every season.
I mean, I haven't done this. It might be an interesting listener challenge. Go back and listen to the episode where the Bachelorette picks the four guys for the hometowns for each of the last... This is our fourth season of doing the Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm. They're all the same guy.
Go listen. They're all the same guy.
They're all the same guy.
Except this time, there's not even, like, a nice one.
Yeah, like, Ben...
They're not even a good
ben
one.
Ben was a nice one in Caitlin's season. That's and I would say, in Andy's season, who was the nice one that was left? Chris? Chris Soles?
Probably, yeah.
Farmer Chris, I guess?
Yeah.
She had sex with him, so I guess somebody will come out on top at the end of this. Huh?
Whatever. I get it.
So let's get into the end of the road.
Start at the end of the road. Speaking of nice guys.
Speaking of nice guys.
James Taylor.
James Taylor.
James Taylor made it so far. And did he actually make it far, or was it just a big hoax where she was like, listen, I want the four standard guys. And Chris Harrison was like, okay, you have the four standard guys, but you gotta let one weirdo get fifth.
I mean, talk about the ultimate producer plan, you know? I mean, we always talk about the producer plans that are always the most overt ones, the guys that are, you know, crazy, insane, that, you know, stir up drama until the end. But what about the guys that could potentially be a producer plant that are the really nice guys that get people really excited, that, you know, continue to foster conversation and good relationships between all the guys that are left? Why aren't those guys producer plants too?
James Taylor is a super unique Bachelor candidate, which is extremely difficult in this, the 100 millionth episode of this show.
There has not been a contestant like James Taylor since Bob Guinea. And if you need to look up Bob Guinea, go and do that.
I don't know who that is, but here's the thing about James Taylor. He's fat.
Mm-hmm. He's Trevor.
He's fat. You know what? He's great. He's nice. And, you know, and we say this.
You know what I always say about former fat guys?
They're awesome.
They love you. Kind eyes.
He had kind eyes, except for that one that he got beat in playing football.
Well, whose fault is that? He fell on his
own. Yeah, I know. It's totally his fault.
He fell on his own.
So James Taylor makes it really far. He's kind of fat.
Kind of chubs.
Kind of fat. He had no chance of winning.
And he was very vocal about the fact that he felt like he was a thumb on a hand among most of these guys.
He didn't fit in.
He did not.
And everyone knew it.
Yeah.
And that's okay. He kept going. But that's just the reality of national television.
Well,
fat people aren't on this show.
Well, it's the reality of this show in particular. It is... The people that are rewarded are not the people that are, you know, normal and kind of hot. or, you know, funny and a little bit hot, but definitely have a really good attitude about the process. They always pick the same guys. And, you know,
it's 100% look.
It is so frustrating to watch this show over and over and over again, thinking that at one point there's going to be a contestant on the show that chooses somebody who is actually a good partner for them. I would love for that to happen one time.
In her defense, you know, I say this all the time, and I'm not going to change now.
Because change now. No, I want you to change right
you
now.
You can't help who you're attracted to. You can't help it. That being said, men are usually way worse about this. Men only pick the hottest girl they can see. And women, at least, usually also have other factors involved. You don't actually consciously decide
that. But you can't mean to tell me that Jordan Rogers...
Oh, no, I don't mean that.
...provides some kind of emotional stability that James Taylor doesn't. You no, can't mean to tell me...
I don't
me.
Mean to say that at all. But I mean to say, she's not up there, like, thinking, like, do I want the nice guy or do I want a fourth meathead? She's not actually picking that. She just stands up there and, you know, when she looks at the four meatheads, you know, her heart just goes, ah!
No, her vagina just goes, whatever. Ah! And then we won't even be having this conversation after everybody bangs her.
After Luke Jordan and somebody else, right? Anyway, James Taylor, thanks for the run. It was good.
What a nice man. But, you know, the question remains... Now that we're at this point, whoever ends up being third, which is probably going to be Robbie or Chase.
Robbie, I would think,
because I think she is sexually attracted enough to Robbie so that...
Which is crazy,
because... And it sounds like... I don't want to get too much into the bold predictions of it all, but because of his relationship that he just got out of recently, that maybe... that she might not get to the fantasy suite with him because she's struggling with his availability because of his recent breakup. You know, do we think that James Taylor, Robbie, or Chase could be The Bachelor?
No.
Absolutely not.
False.
Absolutely not. Let's get to Alex.
Let's go to Alex.
Well, this tiny little meathead. You know, we knew
he's
that
such
this.
An angry person.
We knew that this was going to happen, and oh my God, did he look like he was about to throw down when she broke up with him? I mean, it was
we'll
about
talk,
to be bombs over Baghdad.
We'll
in
talk
Argentina.
About it. Yeah. We'll talk about it when we do the date. I wanted to like Alex so bad.
Because, I did too,
because I'm not much taller than him, and
you guys are the same size.
I don't want to talk about that. You know, none of these people can see me. I could be anything. I could have cats. I wanted to like Alex because the show is prejudiced against short people the same way it is against fat people.
Very true.
And I wanted to like him, and that lasted about one day. Alex just continually grinding axes. That's all he does.
But the fact that he was in it for so long, and for his personality to be as extreme as it was... Doesn't it really make you question sort of the JoJo of it all? Because if she liked him that much to keep him around for this long of a period of time...
Well, why wouldn't she? He's 0% body fat, and he's all meat, just like the four guys. Like, he has everything in common with the four guys that she picked.
It's true.
He's angry, mm-hmm. He's jealous,
sure.
He's meat. Tattooed.
You know. Which is, you know, which makes me think to myself a little bit more, like, poor Derek. Because Derek was not one of these guys.
Derek's not attractive at all.
I mean, he's...
To me.
No.
I mean, and I have a type also, women, but...
okay, sure. Fine. But I mean, you know, Derek wasn't one of these guys, so I mean, I kind of felt bad for him too. That, you know, he was... His getting kicked off the show was a symptom of, you know, JoJo just not being into or as honest with herself about the kind of guy that she wanted. She always talks about, I want my unicorn. Well, the guys that you picked all look exactly the same. And unicorns don't look like other horses. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's strange is that this is the eighth season I've been watching this show. Mm-hmm. And the seventh season we've been doing this. And the first season where I watched it and didn't do our podcast, I was looking for some information about one of the contestants and stumbled upon spoilers. And from then on, every season that we've done together this show, I purposely avoid anything that could possibly lead to spoilers.
Right.
And yet, with stunning precision...
accuracy.
You can pick exactly the guys who are going to be left.
Exactly.
Why do they keep giving us... why do they keep giving us 25, 30 guys?
Why do they keep giving us Wells, 31, radio DJ from Nashville, Tennessee, when we know that she's not going to pick him? Why do they keep giving us Cooley? Was that his name?
Coley?
I don't know. Why do they keep giving us guys like that? Why do they keep giving us guys like Christian with great backstories who are literally the most perfect human beings ever created?
Nobody likes Christian like you like Christian.
Okay.
I mean, I don't get it, though. Why is there so much trash? You know, you could pick out all the guys she's going to pick. You can pick out just the four best-looking guys, and those are the ones she's going to pick.
Yeah.
And the same is definitely true the other way around.
Yeah.
You can just pick the four girls with the biggest boobs, and you're like, oh, guess what? Look at JoJo. She got second.
She got second.
You know, that's just the way it works.
So, Alex, we knew ye too much. And now we lost you, and who cares?
I feel very different about James and Alex. They're both sort of non-traditional. Like, Alex is, everything is traditional except for his size. James Taylor, everything is non-traditional.
Except his attitude.
I have very different opinions about both.
So let's go to the one-on-one with Alex.
Let's start with Alex's one-on-one date.
So Adam, you made a very strong observation, the fact that everybody else's one-on-one date was pretty... you know, high budget, especially Jordan's one-on-one.
It's because everybody else
was super high budget.
Everybody else was Jordan and Luke, the only two guys who could have won this whole thing since like the second episode. The only two guys who could have won this thing. Alex gets this throwaway date. Jordan's date is like, let's take a private jet
right
to a winery,
right?
And Alex's date
dinner
was
after that.
Alex's date was like, we're gonna take an SUV to this old guy's house. He's into horses.
He's got costumes in the basement for you to put on.
That was the whole date.
So it was, there was some, I'd like to call it some horse erotica that occurred.
Let's start where the date starts. The date starts with this really long road trip, just the two of them in the car and somebody driving.
Right. They're eating chips.
They totally run out of stuff to talk about because they don't have anything to talk about.
And they don't have anything in common.
Without somebody to sit around and be angry about something with, Alex has nothing in common with anybody.
Exactly. He has nothing in common and nothing to talk about.
Unless you're both, like, hating on the same person, Alex doesn't actually, like, have anything to talk about. Which turns to be his downfall. You can see it coming in this car ride. They're just sitting in the car, and they're like, eh.
I just believe
that nothing to talk
they
about.
Just couldn't connect, and she friend-zoned him, and he honestly couldn't see...
How many D's are in that word?
He honestly couldn't see... past his own biceps. He just couldn't.
Or his hair. I was noticing this.
What do you mean?
Alex's hair is absurdly long. He must have...
Topper?
He must have... No, all of it. He must have missed the last Vinny cut right before Vinny got
Or maybe his hair grows as fast as yours does.
Maybe.
Someone in this house needs a haircut, and it's not me.
Oh, I haven't cut my hair in like 6 weeks or so. It's really long.
It's gross.
Fantastic.
It's gross. So JoJo and Alex dress up as, she's in a Ralph Lauren ad, and he looks like an idiot. And so they pretty much just wait and watch these gauchos perform some horse erotica, and then have dinner.
Yeah, it's like, who are we dating here? Are you guys dating each other, or are you both dating the horse?
I think we're dating the horse. I mean, give it back.
That horse got a lot of attention.
A lot of attention. I mean, I've never met a horse that was that, I wouldn't call it docile, but, you know, ready for action.
Open to receiving human love.
Thank you. Exactly.
It was kind of weird. The guy was, like, riding on top of the horse. He's like, look what I'm going to do to it. And he kind of, like, puts his hand across its face and, like, pulls it into its leg. And I was like, I don't...
This doesn't look like it's going.
I don't think it wants that.
It doesn't want that. And then the horse, like, got down on the ground and then melted into him?
Melted is, it was like.
It was erotic.
It was like partner yoga, but one person is, like, four times the size of the other one and doesn't want to do it.
It was very much, it was the kind of thing, it came on and I said, I know it's 8 o'clock, but it's a little too early for this to be on cable television.
Yeah, like, this should be illegal.
Yeah.
Like, illegal to distribute, but maybe not to own.
Sure. Like, this is safe in Europe, and in Europe only. So, Alex and JoJo.
I've never read Don Quixote, but I imagine.
I imagine it's
just a really, really well-written version of that.
It's basically this. So she is really acting like she's into this, and Alex is selling himself so hard at the evening dinner. And, you know, he basically tells her that I'm falling in love with you. And it's almost like she heard him say that and she said, oh God. Like, she forgot what show she was on.
Somewhere in between the SUV and the dinner table, Alex stepped in a big load of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, it's the best day of my life. Yeah, we're going home. She's going to meet my family. Everyone could see what was going to happen.
It was my hope that she was going to say to him, like, I've seen your twin brother and he's hotter than you. So
Alex is like, listen, I love you. And she gives him this face like, I was hoping we could just mutually come to the same conclusion right now.
Sorry.
And then it gets awkward. And this is not, it's not awkward for her. It's just awkward for every single title character of the show.
Sure.
Where you get down this far with somebody and you realize, like, the falling down the stairs moment. You realize you have to send this person home right now.
Yeah.
But there are not words in the English or any other language that appropriately say, I don't like you like you like me, but I also don't want to fight with you about it.
Right.
And so she ends up stumbling through a bunch of stuff where she's like, listen, I have so much respect for you. And, like, I thought there was a chance, but maybe I just didn't hit a point. And you're like,
and you can tell his whole body just shuts down. And if he had the opportunity to start punching things, he would have done that.
His whole tiny body.
His whole small, infantile body.
And, like, yeah, he's looking around for something to punch. Unfortunately, the only thing around is JoJo. And, like, can't do that.
Can't punch her. You sure can't. So Alex leaves. No man tears this time, which, you know, it's a step in the right direction, I think.
If there was anything, including a tear around, he would have punched it.
Very true.
Punching his own tears.
Very true.
The Alex story of rejection.
So the next date that we have is, of course, Jordan's one-on-one date.
This is where all the money went.
Yes, this is where all of the financial dollars were spent. So I've had a conversation with a couple of people about, not Jordan, but the budget of the show, and it seems interesting that you brought that up, that there have been some budgetary concerns with The Bachelor, and it is very clear that once they got into Argentina, they went bare bones with this.
Except for Jordan.
Except for Jordan, because, you know, he's the prodigal son.
Yeah.
So he gets whatever he wants.
Apparently not the prodigal brother. There's something going on there.
Okay, so now we don't...
We'll get there.
I want to get there right now because I don't even really feel like we need to talk about the wine date because it was dumb. The meat of the date happened in the evening. Adam, you go.
So, Jordan Rogers is relevant to society...
Correct.
...because of one thing.
One thing.
He and a very famous pro quarterback, the quarterback, not like a quarterback,
right?
The quarterback,
capital T.
In the NFL, sorry, Patriots fans, quarterback in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
They share the same last name and 50% of their DNA because they are brothers.
Correct.
And they even, like, Jordan even played quarterback in his own, you know, good old 11 at Vanderbilt.
Mm.
He played quarterback too, sucked at it. But he did it. Aaron Rodgers, on the other hand, is good.
Is amazing.
And apparently, this is something that divides the family.
So how much... So basically the story is what Jordan told JoJo is that I have a great relationship with my entire family, everybody except Aaron. Like, we don't talk about it, and that's just what's going on. How much of this do you really believe?
Half of it, because this is half the story.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean...
I mean, Aaron Rodgers, for whatever he is, when he is in public, seems like a good person.
Seems like a reasonable human being.
Maybe he's doing an act. Maybe Jordan's doing an act. I don't know.
Maybe Olivia Munn is doing an act. I don't know.
Somebody's doing something.
Someone's acting. So, this really boggled my mind. And we'll talk about it a little bit in the bold predictions because, you know, they go through the hometown dates and Jordan Rodgers' brother, the older one, Luke, right?
Yeah, Luke.
Luke, who's the oldest, Aaron's the middle, and then Jordan is the baby, which is
very, I think that's right.
Which is very clear. Because he acts like...
He's needy a little bit.
He acts like the baby of the family.
Yeah.
So, Luke confirms the feelings with Aaron's family. With Aaron and his family. Now, do you think that this is just a result of Jordan being on the show? Because he also said this, like, oh yeah, Aaron doesn't know I'm doing this. Oh, you idiot. Everyone knows you're doing this. And it would be ridiculous for you to assume that Aaron Rodgers didn't have either his manager or his publicist or at least the media relations person at the Packers tell him, you know your brother's on The Bachelor, right?
Yeah, because that leaked.
Because that leaked.
That leaked early.
It leaked way early.
You know, I intentionally stay away from this stuff. And I still found out that Aaron Rodgers' brother, something Rodgers, is going
to
be on the show.
Exactly. So that is a ridiculous assumption to make. I really just, I don't believe, this just, it just all sounds very fishy. And especially for him to just bring this up. And of course, you know how much she appreciates vulnerability. Because for him, she has not trusted him and sort of, you know, been very wary of his backstory and blah, blah, blah. He gave her this, threw her a bone. She softened up towards him. And now he's going hometown.
If I remember correctly, two bachelorettes ago, when Andy was the bachelorette.
Andy the Dorf Dorfman.
Andy the Dorf Dorfman. When she went to visit Josh's family, Josh's brother is also an NFL quarterback. He was not in the show, but they were all latching onto his fame.
He was there.
He was there?
He was there.
Oh, I didn't remember.
He was there, and all they did was talk about him.
Well, that's because... Because he's not really, the pro career wasn't really going so well. Aaron Rodgers is a different story.
Exactly. He is literally a hugely famous person.
Aaron Murray at that time, just drafted, like, probably not going to make a real team.
It would be like if one of the Hemsworth brothers, the young one, not Chris, not Liam, but the other brother, was The Bachelor. Like it would be like that.
Cooper Manning. Who? Yeah, the one person in that family with no Super Bowl rings was like, yeah, I'm going
to
be on The Bachelor.
I find it very hard to believe that Jordan is, like, totally disconnected from Aaron, and Aaron is also totally disconnected from his family.
It has to be fake, because that's...
That seems really weird.
That's the thing that he has going for him, is that his brother is this famous megastar. That's what he has going for him.
But that is his carrot that he dangles in front of JoJo, that, like, you know, everybody says I'm one way, but I'm not, because this is what's really going on in my family. And she's like, oh my god, you're so wounded, shut up.
So, along those lines, let's rewind a second, and here's what they actually did on the date. They got on this jet plane, they stomped on some grapes, they drank wine, whatever. Then they sit down to dinner, and this is exactly where you see the difference in how she treats the two men. Because...
Totally.
Because when she and Alex are driving to this gaucho ranch thing,
mm-hmm.
he's trying to make small talk.
Sure.
And it's not going over well because she isn't buying in.
She's not a
He's messy. Like, what is that, wheat? And she's like, I don't care about wheat.
Yeah.
Whereas they sit down, she sits down with Jordan at the dinner table, and here's what Jordan says. Basically, a rundown of what they've done so far today.
Sure.
He's like, so, We met up. We got on a jet. We smashed some grapes with our friend. We drank it. And here we are. And she
was eating it up.
She's like snuggling into his biceps, like, mirroring, oh my God.
Mirroring his body language.
This conversation's so real. Is it real? Did he say anything?
Mm-mm. He just basically gave you a timeline.
That's kind of what
of what already happened.
And so he starts talking about his brother a little bit. And then he's like, I don't really want to talk about it.
She's like,
probably because it makes him look awful. And she goes, if you don't want to talk about, you know, I don't want to make you talk about anything you don't want to talk about.
And this is my issue.
You're going to marry this guy.
Because she puts so much value on, I want these guys to be vulnerable. I want these guys to open up. And when they open up.
Except the guys I like.
Because when they open up and they are being vulnerable, I don't want them to do that. But the guys that do open up and the guys that are vulnerable, I kick them off. Alex told her that he loved her.
Oh, yeah.
And that was, you know, for all that we say about Alex, that was very difficult for him. It was difficult for him to talk about real emotions and feelings that he felt like he was having in this very short 8-week experiment. And she said, no, I gotta kick you off the show. Wells, who kept all of his insides inside of him because he didn't want to kiss her until he made it special. And he told her that a number of different times. And then told her basically the real reason why his relationship didn't work out because, you know, they grew apart like people are wont to do.
It happens.
That is a vulnerable experience that he was having with her. And she said, no, I'm not into it. But she kept Chase, who she had that weird fight with last week, where she said, I feel like you don't like me like I like you. And she kept him. This is ridiculous.
Do you think, I mean, this is like a chicken egg thing. Does she like guys that don't have feelings, or does she just not want feelings from the guy she already likes?
I think she has a type. The type that she has is the kind of guy who doesn't do feelings well, is mysterious and smarmy and sinister. And I think that she feels like she wants a different kind of person. She thinks she's getting a different kind of person from these guys because they're in a compact, short time window where they have to open up a certain amount in order to win. And I'm saying win rather than fall in love or get married.
Understood.
I
think she has a type too. And I think that type is literally too dumb to synthesize their feelings into vocabulary.
100%.
I think the type of person that she is into is so thick, they can't take what they are feeling. We've been watching British shows.
We've been watching a lot of British television, so Adam said thick to reference dumb people.
With thick, it's sort of it means two double things, entendre. Right? These guys are so thick, they can't take the emotions that they're having, recognize that they are having them, and then manufacture words from those feelings.
Yes. 100%.
Which, like, your average run-of-the-mill person can do just fine.
So, speaking of people who can synthesize their feelings, let's go to the group date and talk about James Taylor, Robbie, and Chase. So, because the weather was so bad in Argentina...
They didn't pay for a dry day.
They didn't pay for a dry day because they ran out of money, quote-unquote.
Seriously, they couldn't just wait a day?
The weather was, quote-unquote, so bad.
Did they really just not care so much? They were just like, yeah, we're going
to
do it anyway.
That they basically had to sit in a suite all day and order room service. That's what happened.
And play Truth or Dare. Like adults do.
Like adults.
On serious relationship dates.
And JoJo called it, this will be like a slumber party. Will it be like a slumber party with three other guys that are trying to bang you? Sounds like something else.
And by the way, one of these guys is like mostly naked the whole time.
Yeah, not great.
A little bit strange, don't you think?
So a lot of roughhousing, rough and tumble fun things were happening, I guess.
Like,
Robbie was definitely acting like he was completely and totally above it all, which I hate that about him. among other works. Things.
That's what she wants.
She wants that. She wants a guy who's like, oh, I'm too cool for this. And she's like, oh my God, I love you. Stop.
I feel bad for James Taylor.
I do too.
I mean, well, I feel bad for him. On another note here, he just destroyed his own self on this.
He really did. James Taylor. Talk about solidifying yourself into the friend zone.
James Taylor. Not only does he just do things that are blatantly not sexual and like not relationship building, he just doesn't play the percent.
Mm-mm.
You know?
He spent most of his time
giving his percent to Robbie.
Giving his percent to Robbie.
Who she picks.
And because she likes the idea of somebody who's so attractive and so hot and, you know, all that garbage. So that, you know, she can believe that she's fixing somebody. No. This is awful. So, we get to the end of the date. Chase gets some time with her, and he says, mumbles some stuff.
Like nothing happens. And they all sit
it
on the
sort
couch.
Of seems like that? Yeah. It totally seems
and
like
And they
that.
All sit on the couch, and she has two useless conversations with Chase and Robbie.
Yeah.
And then James Taylor sits down, and she says, like, she just sets him up for what she's going to do to him. She's like, listen, like, you're great.
I care
you're
about
nice.
You so much, yeah.
She says everything, but I'm attracted to
right.
you.
Right. You are the kind of person that I want to marry and have, and who would be, you're, no. She said, you're going to make a great husband.
Yeah. Standard line every woman says to every guy she doesn't actually want to be.
Right. You're my
Some
best
Some girl's
going to
be so lucky.
Some
girl's going
to be so lucky to be with you.
Could be you. Or you can just get beat up by Jordan.
Whatever.
Which you're probably going to do.
What?
So we get to the end of the date.
The thing that frustrates me, and again, we've said this a number of times, that JoJo is so focused on the vulnerability play. Every time she talks to somebody, she wants them to sort of divulge some deep, dark secret that they have. And she then makes a judgment about whether or not this is enough for her. Like, she's keeping score. Like, that's not how you live your life in a relationship about, you know, no, he's a little bit darker than me, and I feel like I need to be more dark to match up dark, meaning emotionally dark. And,
yeah.
Or, you know, he is, you know, I am feeling really sad and I want to talk about my feelings and I'm going to make him talk about his feelings. No, that is not how it works. And it's just frustrating to me that she thinks that this is like the most important thing. Where I get that you're on a small, tight time frame and you want, you know, people to be their truest selves. I get that. But say that. Don't say you want somebody to be vulnerable. You're saying it so much that you don't even know what the word means anymore.
I think maybe she's at a point where she also doesn't know how to turn what she's thinking into actual words. Because she's not thinking about these guys. She's feeling these guys. And, like, that's fine. That's sort of how everybody does every relationship. You can't just sit down and think about it.
Right.
You know, you have to go feeling. But, like, but the way that she tries to pass it off as thinking about it is, like, offensive. I mean,
yeah,
to actual people.
Offensive to people that actually think.
But to, like, a normal person whose most attractive quality isn't their body.
Right.
You know, like, there are plenty of people out there, plenty of men out there.
Wells.
Whose most attractive quality is the way they take care of you, or their sense of humor, or their intelligence, or the salary, even. Like, it doesn't have to be legit. Like, there are plenty of people whose most attractive quality isn't their body. They're just not on the show.
Right.
And she doesn't know how to say that and then how to specify that she doesn't care about those people.
Speaking of people that have great bodies, Luke had the last one-on-one date for this week. You know, of all of the bad interactions that we've had with people this week, I really did feel like this date with Luke was very nice. So, it was, again, low budget.
Well, Jordan got the expensive date, and Luke got the date that's exactly everything he's good at.
Exactly. Which, of course, made him comfortable and made JoJo just cream for him.
I mean, that's intentional. You know, that would be like if you went on a date with me and you planned the whole thing, and I was like, what is it? And you're like, gonna read James Joyce all day. You know,
read James Joyce all day.
Wait a second.
And take notes.
This is my wheelhouse.
Oh,
date.
Boy.
You know, it just, I mean, it seems very intentional that, like, the other guys are forced to do things outside of their comfort zone, and Luke is basically, like, the whole lead up to this is like, tell me what you like. I don't know, horses and
like
guns.
I like horses and guns.
And she's like, I have a date for you.
It's
horses
and
guns.
Yeah. So the thing,
denim shirts buttoned down to your navel.
Oh, he looked great in that denim shirt, by the way. The other thing that was different about Luke's date, because he didn't do the dinner portion with JoJo, which
he didn't do anything.
It's fine. What he did do, though, that was different than everybody else was, the two of them talked about their future beyond this experience. She has not talked about that with anybody. She hasn't even talked about that with Jordan. It was very clear that she had asked him whatever the question was that might have been cut or edited out. That, you know, where do you want to go after this? What do you expect to move back to your small town in Texas? Do you want to expand your horizons and do different things? And he sounded like he was open to it, which I'm sure was something that she was worried about.
So,
having to move to a small town in Dallas in order to stay with him.
So here's what I'll say about that. I think she started that conversation with everybody.
Mm.
She just only continued it with him.
Interesting.
Because she asked. Like, she asked all these other guys, like, so next week's hometowns, how do you feel about that?
Exactly.
And then they said something, and she was like, all right, we're done talking. But with him, she was like, go on.
Yeah.
Let's actually have this conversation, because she was actually taking it seriously.
I hope this really bodes well for her picking him, because, Jesus, I'm going to just burn this place to the ground.
She'll pick him, and I think of the four people left, how could you say anybody but Luke would be the best? I mean, for all of our problems with the field that she has left, Luke is the superior one, right?
Very much so. So, I think it's time to talk about power rankings then.
Yeah, I mean, nothing really happened on their date. They just, like, had it and it was good, and then he just left. He's like, all right, I guess I won, so.
Right. And he did.
Power rankings. My number four is Chase, because I hate Chase.
Same!
Great. My number three is Robbie for mostly the same reason, and also can't differentiate him from Chase.
Same.
All right. Number two is Jordan because only two people have a chance and he is not the good one.
Same.
Great. Number one is Luke for reasons I just discussed.
Bold predictions.
Bold predictions. See, this is tough.
Mm-hmm.
One of this Chase-Robbie two-headed monster
right.
is going to have the opportunity to have sex with her.
Right.
Because two of those three spots are locked down already.
Completely.
Anything. She could go to Luke and Jordan's house, and they could stab her with knives, and she would still pick them to go to the fantasy.
So stab her with knives as opposed to what?
Pens, swords, épées. That's what you use in fencing.
Oh.
Like, foils.
What's those things that, in a fire, fireplace?
Poker.
Poker.
Stab her with whatever's available.
Okay.
They can stab her with whatever's available.
She'd be impaled.
Impaled. As long as she is still standing.
Sure. She will still
select
them for the fantasy.
She will still select those two.
Hands down.
I think it will be Robbie because I think the entire girlfriend thing is totally fake. It's going to be one of those things where the producers tease it being a big thing, and then she's going to show up and be like, listen, are you really over this? And he's going to be like, yeah. And she's going to say, oh, okay.
So the thing is about that, and I agree that it will be Robbie, because I think Chase is, he's just such a wet blanket. Where it's
he's
just,
terrible. He has no personality.
But the thing with Robbie is that it's such new information, the girlfriend piece, because she didn't know that before going to Argentina. And the fact that this would only be the second time they would have brought it up, you know, she probably already forgot about it. She definitely took everything that he said to face value, so she has no differing opinion about it. She didn't even think about it when she went home from their group date the night before. I mean, you're right. It's not going to be a big deal for her whatsoever.
I don't think there's going to be any drama at any of the four houses next week.
I think the only drama is going to be at Jordan Rodgers' house trying to get the other side of the story about Aaron Rodgers.
But they're all going
to
be
But that's going to be a benefit to her because that's the kind of vulnerability she's looking for from him. So she's not going to take that as like, oh my God, you're not close with your family. She's going to take that like, oh my God, you went through all of these problems and look at you, you came out the other side still, you know, a small town nobody who failed in the NFL. Let's have sex. That's what she's going to say.
So there is at least one other major aspect to the Jordan relationship here.
What is that?
Quarterbacks make a load of money.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers in particular.
Yes. Makes a ton of money.
I mean, and, you know she's thinking about this.
And the house that they live in doesn't seem to be, you know, just a regular house with two parents who had three kids where, you know, one person just happened to do pretty okay.
I'm just saying.
It seems like that house looks like it's new. Yeah. So for whatever reason that she's saying that he's saying that Aaron is not connected to the family, somebody is connected to the family.
If the divide is real,
mm-hmm.
and Jordan is in line for zero of these NFL star quarterback dollars, of course he takes a hit.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I mean, his celebrity adjacentness,
yes,
is part of his thing. When you actually talk to him and find out maybe he's not as near as you think, maybe he's just as close to Aaron Rodgers as Wells is to Aaron Rodgers, maybe all of a sudden his star starts to dim a little bit.
Yeah.
You find out he's just some useless college quarterback who lost every game he played, didn't even play in the pros. You know, Jordan Rodgers talks about it like, I decided I wanted to be more than a quarterback. No, the NFL talent scouts decided you weren't going to be more than a quarterback.
Which is why I don't wholeheartedly believe his family story. Because if you would lie about that, that is, and this is well documented, that he was not a good quarterback in the NCAA.
Yeah. I mean, there's more to it than just his decision.
Here. Exactly. Exactly. And as the baby of the family, tends to look to be the victim in this whole thing.
I think she's going to not sleep with Robbie.
You think she's going to invite him to the fantasy suite and then she's
going to... No, I think she is not going to forego your separate rooms with Robbie.
Ooh. Bold prediction.
There's only two guys she's interested
well,
in.
Well, and then the other thing is that we're on a very tight time schedule. So guys, if you look at the calendar, she is making a decision on August 1. We have two more episodes left. The Men Tell All is going to be on a Tuesday and not on a Monday. So it's basically going to be the next day after the
fantasy suites.
So because we're on a tight time schedule, I feel like that could be a reasonable thing. That she
maybe we just go 4-2 real fast.
Maybe we go 4-2 real fast.
Maybe we cut out an episode. Because
there's
go 4-2.
There's only 10 episodes this season when usually there's 13. So
I don't even know if we're gonna have 10. We may have like 7.
We might have 7 or 9.
We gotta watch these girls win that Olympic gold medal in the gymnastics.
We sure do.
We gotta watch that.
We gotta watch Simone. Like, we gotta watch Gabby.
Who in America is going to watch The Bachelorette over the gymnastics team?
My new girl, Miss Hernandez. Nobody. I mean, I'm here for it. So clearly, you guys see where our mind is at. I think
everyone's mind is there.
Our mind is completely there. And the fact that Allyson Felix is not going to the Olympics?
She is.
Oh, she is? Oh, she's just not in the 200.
She's in the 400s. Oh,
okay.
The relay.
Okay.
She's not in the 200.
I'm sorry. I had a meltdown. Sorry.
No, American women sprinters are tough to make a team because they're just so dominant.
And Serena is going to the Olympics too, right? One would assume.
Is there tennis in the Olympics?
Oh, girl, yes.
Well, then, yeah.
All right. Okay, I was just joking. So, clearly you know where our mind is at. And most of the advertisers are in the same spot. Which is an interesting thing to think about, because maybe there was no advertisers for this season of The Bachelorette because it was so close to the Olympics and everybody was saving their money.
Maybe it's because everyone knew how predictable it would end up.
I don't know.
I wanted this to be better.
It's not.
It kind of was.
Was it?
Wells got a run. And James Taylor got a run. Like, yeah. At least we had it.
We had somebody.
At least there was hope. But that she allowed the hope to flicker
and dim,
you know,
and extinguish.
Rather than just doing it in the first episode, she let these guys last, and then you know.
Well, guys, we'll see you next week. Ben Z for Bachelor, and all that good stuff.
Yep.
Bye.
I'm actually feeling feelings. I'm really excited. Let me just tell you, it was the most terrifying thing I've ever done. Totally excited and overwhelmed. I feel like this could happen right now. I'm really excited. That was the worst feeling. It was amazing. I will never